This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Last year, the United States Supreme Court ruled that states could collect sales tax on internet purchases from retailers who don't have a physical location in the state. Since then, Louisiana has been ironing out how that process will work. Here to talk about what we can expect is Robert Travis Scott, president of the Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana. Robert, thanks for being here.
And thanks for taking on this tough topic.
So what can Louisiana consumers expect to experience now when they go online to make an internet purchase?
I think the biggest change that people will probably see is that there are some retailers they're buying from online that are not collecting and remitting the tax. This new system is supposed to bring them into that world where they're starting to collect the tax.
Going back to last year, the United States Supreme Court ruled last summer that states could start collecting sales tax on internet purchase from these so-called remote sellers. So those are the companies that don't have a brick and mortar location in Louisiana, eBay, for instance. But there was one requirement, and it was that states don't create an undue burden on these businesses when it comes to collecting this state sales tax. It wasn't exactly clear that Louisiana would meet that requirement. Why is that?
All of this stems from the difficulty in Louisiana that we have a highly decentralized tax collection system. The local governments, the parishes collect the sales taxes in our state. We're one of only three states that does it this way. And the local officials are very concerned about losing any of that revenue, very concerned about it going to the state, not getting paid in time, et cetera, et cetera. So the problem that you run into when you're trying to implement a new system like this is who's actually going to be the one collecting and remitting the taxes? Is it going to be local officials as they have been in the past with traditional transactions? Or is it going to be this new state commission that's been set up to handle this particular category of transactions?
So far, how has the state tried to meet that requirement to simplify the process for these remote sellers?
What they did is they set up a remote sales commission and a new system. Right now, it started on January 1. They said it's voluntary for you as an online seller to use this new system. And I think about 80 companies already have voluntarily signed up to use this new remote sales system, which is sort of a centralized state system. At some point in the not-too-distant future, it will become mandatory to do this. So this is a way for the system to sort of get up and running, not to put undue pressure on these online companies that may or may not understand our very strange collection system here and are trying to navigate it, and there will be some warning to those companies before it becomes mandatory.
Sales tax makes up more than a third of Louisiana's general fund income, about $3.5 billion. Is it clear how much money Louisiana stands to make with this new tax revenue stream in place?
It's not going to be an enormous windfall, because remember, a lot of the big players like Amazon and even those stores that have a presence here but also sell online, like Best Buy, for example, they've been charging sales tax for a while now. And so 2019 is going to be an interesting year because this new centralized system is going to try to take effect. You're going to have more companies cooperating. You're going to have the locals speaking up and trying to take their share of the collection process, although we will be resolving the issue of how many companies are actually paying sales tax. You're going to see more of that in 2019.
Robert Travis Scott, president of PAR, thanks so much for chatting with me.
My pleasure.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.